What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Fireside Giants. I'm your host, Anthony Rovardo, joined by my co-host, Alex Wilson. Happy draft day, guys. We finally made it. We are here. Tonight is the 2024 NFL Draft. It's a special occasion for more than one reason, but also tonight, we're hearing a lot of rumors about the New York Giants trying to trade up right now. Joe Shane, I just wrote an article about it. I was reading that he discussed with Giants.com that all those phone calls that you think get made during the draft, he's making them right now throughout the day, getting deals in place, and then we'll agree to them while the Giants are on the clock. I just can't wait for this finally to be over, for us to finally know who the New York Giants are drafting, but we are so close, and I am just so freaking excited. We've done so much research, so much preparation on this channel. We've sliced it every different way. We've talked about every possible prospect that the Giants could go after in the first round, but tonight, we finally get to know who are the Giants taking, who is the future of this franchise, either at the quarterback position, wide receiver position. Maybe they surprise us, go offensive line. Maybe they trade down. Who knows? But tonight, we finally find out. And in today's episode, to preview tonight's draft, we want to talk about all those different possibilities. What is our final first-round mock draft? Who do we think the Giants are going to take? Who do we want them to take? All of that fun stuff, that's what we're diving into in today's episode. But before we do so, make sure to leave a like if you enjoy this episode. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. Ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. Comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, please make sure to leave us a five-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, Alex, how are you doing today, my friend? I know you got some special news to share with our viewers. Let's go ahead and dive in.
I'm doing pretty good, guys. It's freaking draft day. We've been waiting for this for so long. I have been hammering the table about the need for a quarterback, Anthony. We've been talking about this for months now. I know you guys have enjoyed the coverage, even if we've disagreed. It's been a blast nonetheless. And of course, the sirens are back. It's draft day. That's how you know. Every single time we draft, the sirens are blaring. And today especially, because the Giants are going to be on the clock doing something crazy. But guys, yeah, I have a little bit of special news today. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can probably see the bags under my eyes. I've been at the hospital all night last night, barely slept. My wife is actually giving birth today to a baby girl, and I'm probably going to miss the draft tonight in terms of streaming it. I'll be following along. If I can hop on the stream, I will. But I wanted to show some face today for you guys. I could not go draft day. Dude, she's at the hospital right now. I had to come back. I was like, I'm going home to shower. I got to get on the freaking channel today. There was no way I was not getting on the Fireside Giants channel. My first baby, my first and only child. Well, that could be my second child. But, you know, my first baby, my first child, I had to get on the channel today, say what's up to the gang, and obviously give our final first-round mock draft for tonight and what we think is going to happen. There's so much smoke going on about the quarterback position. You know, of course, it's kind of crazy. You're hearing all these different takes. J.J. McCarthy coming out yesterday and saying, well, you know, the Giants have been a team I met with the most. I know that there's interest there. I think they like, you know, he basically said the Giants really want to take me. He went on to talk about a couple other different teams, but the Giants were the first one that popped into his mind. But then we also hear the ideas of the Giants wanting to move up to the third overall pick. Why would the Giants be releasing information that they want to move up to third overall pick, right? It doesn't help them for that information to be out there, because it only creates more of a bidding war between them and the Vikings. In fact, I think that this is the Patriots purposefully telling people, well, yeah, the Vikings want to move up. Yeah, the Giants want to move up, because they're trying to create a bidding war. They're trying to get public interaction to elevate that and that volatility and make it even more intense. I don't think the Giants, I want anyone to know what their plans are, who they're calling, what the draft situation looks like, what position they're looking to target. But it's evident that quarterback is at the top of their wish list, and the fact that there's so much smoke, so many rumors coming out that they could be looking to move up to the third overall pick, I think that's where we're going to start, at least with my mock draft. You know, Anthony, I'll let you get your take on my first round mock. But basically, I have them trading up to third overall to get Drake May. That has been my mock draft. That has been my take for the last couple of days, if not 2 weeks. You know, you guys know I love Jaden Daniels, but I just don't think he's going to be there. Drake May is a ball of clay. You give him to Brian Daboll, who got so much value out of Tyrod Taylor and guys like Tommy DeVito. And, you know, we saw the best of Daniel Jones even a couple years back. You get Drake May because he's a gunslinger, man. He can run the football. He can throw the ball well. He's got a laser for an arm. He can make all the NFL throws. He's someone they could develop into a star. If people are sitting there saying, I love J.J. McCarthy, you love J.J. McCarthy because of his tools. You love J.J. McCarthy because of what he could be, not because of what he did in college. What he did in college was a very small sample size of action. A lot of it was just running the football, you know, kind of operating in a pro-style scheme that relied heavily on, you know, Blake Corum to lead that rushing attack. But Drake May did not have that support. He was forced to be the guy. He was forced to elevate his game. Brian Daboll needs someone that can do that and then take his game to another level. I do think that he's the better player over J.J. McCarthy. I do think the Giants, if they have conviction in him, they're going to make it happen. And the draft capital they're going to have to give, in my opinion, I'm looking at 2025 first-round pick, a third-round pick, and our sixth overall selection in this year's draft. So to rephrase that, two first-round picks, which include this year's sixth, next year's first, and then a third-round draft pick from this draft class to get Drake May. And guys, 2 years, 3 years from now, when we have all this money from the Daniel Jones contract off the books, and we're able to sign players and have freedom in free agency, and we get our first-round draft picks in 2026 back, plus we have our second-rounders, and you never know, you can always add draft capital in the future. We're going to be in a fine spot. I don't care about next year's first-round pick. The Giants have had top 10 picks for the last, five of the last 6 years, maybe more than that, and we're still one of the worst teams in football. I'm tired of, harping on draft picks. We've been convinced that draft capital means success. It's total BS. It's not true. It's what you do with the draft capital that equals success. If the Giants feel as though Drake May is going to be that good and he can be the franchise quarterback of the future, it's going to make any draft capital we give up look like nothing compared to the success and what he's going to bring to this team if they feel he can be that guy. So, Anthony, what are you thinking about this draft? What do you think they're going to end up doing? I have them being aggressive, getting Drake May. Joe Shane's shown it. He will do it before, and I think he's going to do it again.
Hey, we know that they're trying, right? We've heard enough rumors. It's not even rumors now. They are actual reports now that the Giants are trying to trade up to number three for Drake May. It's not like speculation. It's nothing like that. There are actual firm reports from major insiders saying that the Giants have absolutely made phone calls with the New England Patriots and are trying to trade up. So one of the things that I want to point out here, Alex, Bill Belichick had a very profound and interesting quote earlier this week talking about the NFL draft. He said the 12-hour rule. All of the rumors and smoke screens, all the speculation that you hear, none of it is real until 12 hours before the NFL draft begins. Well, we are within 12 hours of the draft. So anything that we hear right now, know that when you hear smoke, there is a little bit of fire. So that's something to keep an eye on. And within these last couple hours, once we hit that 12-hour mark, we heard a lot about the Giants liking this quarterback and trying to trade up, and that's Drake May. So I do believe that the New York Giants are going to try their absolute best to trade up for Drake May tonight. Whether or not they get that deal done is the other side of this. I'm not totally convinced that the New England Patriots are going to be willing to trade down, but it is a possibility. I mean, if Joe Shane comes in there, makes the Godfather offer, turns into Vito Corleone, sends that future first-round pick, maybe the Patriots do trade down. But I think that based on what we're reading, the Patriots aren't going to trade down unless they feel confident that they could still land J.J. McCarthy. And I think that's going to be tough for them down at six, because then you have picks 4 and 5. The Vikings could easily trade up to one of those spots. It's going to be very difficult for all these teams to get exactly what they want. And honestly, I'm going to throw this out there just as kind of like a wild prediction. Maybe we see a three-team trade here. Maybe we see somehow the Giants trade up two spots, then a spot again, right? Maybe it shakes out with the Cardinals getting involved here at number 4. The Patriots end up picking 4, the Giants pick 3, and maybe the Cardinals pick 6. I think we could see something like that happening. We know that Monty Osifor, GM of the Cardinals, loves to make deals the same way Joe Shane does. And I think it's just up to the New England Patriots and whether or not they're willing to get into these deals and make something like this happen. But ultimately, I think the New York Giants are walking out of this draft with a quarterback. I do think it's going to happen within the first 2 days of the draft, but I'm not ready to fully predict that it happens tonight. As badly as the Giants want one, as badly as I personally want one, my end-all be-all here is I usually don't get what I want in this life. I don't think the New York Giants are going to get Drake May because I don't have confidence that I'm actually going to get the outcome that I desire. So I think it's going to be Malik Nabers, and I said this on Twitter today. Who I want the Giants to draft is Drake May. I'm hoping that he makes the deal Joe Shane does and gets the quarterback that he wants. Ultimately, my final prediction is that the Giants will end up selecting Malik Nabers with the number 6 overall pick. But again, that's because I'm a pessimist in my own luck. I'm optimistic that Joe Shane is going to make the deal happen, but I just know how badly I want it to happen. I always have to prepare for the worst and lower my expectations in life. Otherwise, I'm going to get disappointed. So I'm not expecting the Giants to get Drake May, even though it sounds like there's a really good chance they do. I am expecting them, though, however, to walk out of the first round with a really good player no matter what. I think that the Giants can't lose in this situation at the number 6 overall pick. If they trade up, they get their franchise quarterback. They have a future now. If they don't trade up, they don't get their franchise quarterback. Well, hell, they're going to get an elite weapon that probably goes for 1,000 receiving yards as a rookie in either Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, or Romo Dunze. Giants can't lose in this situation. Even if they trade down, I don't even think you could call it a loss, because then they're going to add more draft capital on day 2, could probably find a really good wide receiver prospect then, and add some capital in the 2025 NFL draft class, can go ahead and try and get their quarterback next year. So, can't lose scenario right here for Joe Shane. He's got to knock it out of the park, and I am fully confident that he will. I really like all the moves that Joe Shane has made so far this offseason, and I think that a lot of the moves that he's made have set this team up in a position to make that push for a quarterback, and right now, today, it sounds like that's what he's trying to do, and I'm really hopeful that it gets done. But Alex, what are your level of expectations? You know, because we're talking about how we want the Giants to do this. We want them to go up there, get the quarterback. We're hearing rumors that they're trying to. But do you think the Patriots are ultimately going to budge? Do you think they're going to trade that pick? Or do you think that maybe they say, hey, we like the offers, we appreciate them, but we're taking Drake May anyway?
You know what? It's really tough because the Patriots are listening, right? They just want a deal that's going to convince them to move out of that. And to be quite frank with you, I saw some report, it was tweeted, I forget who said it, but they're like, oh, the Minnesota Vikings have the better package to give. And I don't think that's true by any means. One, we're hearing now that the Vikings don't want to give up both of their first-round picks. They want to keep one of them. So, you know, there you have an interesting kind of situation to consider here. Because 11 is a lot different than 6. 11 means you miss out on Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Dunze, and Malik Nabers. You also may miss out on Brock Bowers, for what it's worth, and probably the top 3 offensive linemen in the draft class. So right off the bat, if you're the New England Patriots and you want to move back, you're going to move back with the Giants because you're walking away with one of the best prospects in this draft class. And if you go back to 11, you're walking away at the next tier down of talent. And you know, the Patriots, they're in desperate need of support across the board, right? Like, they need offensive pieces. They need defensive pieces. And I see a lot of people in the comments of our videos saying, well, the Giants are in a similar spot. I heavily disagree with you. And the reason I disagree with you, the New England Patriots have no one even closely in the realm of talent of Dexter Lawrence. Nowhere closely in the realm of talent in Andrew Thomas. Mike Onwenu is not Andrew Thomas. I think that Deonte Banks would be probably their CB1. I think, you know, Bobby Okereke would be their top linebacker. I think that we have some really good young pieces to work with here. Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau might be their best. We have linchpin future, you know, rookie contract pieces across the roster here. Our wide receiver room is better than theirs. I think that this team in general is much better than the Patriots. They were awful last year. If you watch them, they were not even competitive in most of the games they played. So with that being said, they are not a quarterback away. In fact, any quarterback they get, they know they are risking the destruction of that player's potential. Similar to what the Giants did with Daniel Jones, they gave him nothing. They acquired him and then they traded OBJ, and they gave him one of the worst offensive lines of football for 5 years. They didn't give him any weaponry. They gave him an already cooked Kenny Golladay. You see what happens. We're the perfect example of what happens when you give a player nothing to work with. The Patriots don't have anything to work with. And I think that they are probably, I mean, look, it's always a good decision to go after the quarterback, but there is a high probability that they're going to ruin whoever they draft. And I think they're probably better off retooling their roster and then getting the quarterback in 2 years from now, even next year if they try to get somebody. So that's my personal opinion. I know you have your thoughts too.
Yeah, I want to jump in here and give my take on whether or not the Giants are a quarterback away. And I'll go ahead and quickly say no. The New York Giants are not a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contending team. But this is an unpopular opinion that I've shared throughout this offseason, and I think it's good for me to reaffirm this belief tonight on the night of the draft. I do believe that the New York Giants are a quarterback away from being a competitive football team, and I'm going to go ahead and give you my evidence. How about versus the New York Jets? Their quarterback went down. Tyrod Taylor went down. Tommy DeVito went in. They refused to let him throw past the line of scrimmage. Had they had a good quarterback on the field in that game, they win that game. Now the Giants have 7 wins instead of 6. All right, let's rewind again. Go to week 6 versus Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. Giants are down to the 1 yard line. Tyrod Taylor messed that up twice. Didn't convert either of the two times that they were on the 1 yard line. A better quarterback converts. The Giants win that game. All right, so now we're at 8 wins on the season. Now let's go all the way to, I believe it was week 17 versus the Los Angeles Rams. The Giants almost won that game. It came down to a 2-point conversion, a bad throw from Tyrod Taylor. Did not convert the 2-point conversion. A better quarterback makes that throw. Now you're talking about 9 wins, plus the New York Giants beat the Green Bay Packers, who had 9 wins and slipped into the postseason. Giants would have had the tiebreaker over the Packers. Giants would have been in the playoffs with a better quarterback last season. And keep that in mind, the season prior, they were in the playoffs because they had better quarterback play. So do I think the Giants are a quarterback away from being Super Bowl contenders? I don't. But do I believe that the Giants are a quarterback away from being a competitive football team that can push for the postseason? I do. And that's why I think that this is a better situation for a rookie quarterback than, say, the New England Patriots, as you mentioned, Alex. That roster is a gut job. They need to redo pretty much the entire thing. The Giants have foundational pieces. They've got Deontay Banks. They've got Andrew Thomas, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns. They have a lot of talented players on both sides of the ball. I think Darius Slayton is a really good wide receiver. There is potential all across the board on this team. You can't say the same about the New England Patriots. So it's not the same thing for the Giants to trade down and recoup a bunch of draft capital and flush out this roster. They have multiple needs on this team. They do need extra draft capital to build out this roster further. But the Giants, realistically, if you want to compare them versus the Patriots, I don't care if Patrick Mahomes is on that Patriots team. I don't even think they're making it to the playoffs. If Patrick Mahomes is on this Giants team, they're probably making it deep into the playoffs, because I think there is a significant difference in talent level between the Giants and the Pats. So to say that the Giants aren't a quarterback away is true, but also, again, because they were so close to the postseason last year without you guys probably even realizing it, three plays go their way. And hey, that's why football is a game of inches. That's why you need a good roster and be competitive every year, because you never know what could happen. Maybe you get those 3 plays during the regular season. Maybe 3 plays go your way during the postseason. All of a sudden, yeah, you are in the Super Bowl. That's the mindset that you need to have. That's what NFL teams do have. So the Giants, again, not a quarterback away from being Super Bowl contenders, but in my opinion, yes, a quarterback away from being competitive and being close or in the postseason like they were only 2 seasons ago. You know, the Giants have done a lot of losing in recent years. They won a playoff game only just a year ago. So this isn't the worst roster in the NFL. This is not the Patriots roster. There is talent here. There is playoff winning talent. They've got an opportunity, I think, in the future, in the very near future, to be competitive for a playoff game and spot in the postseason once again. So, Alex, that's kind of my end-all, be-all take as we enter the draft tonight. The New York Giants, that is why they need a quarterback, because I don't think they're as far off as people think. Listen, this roster is not good. We can both acknowledge that. But hey, I think a quarterback really is the difference between this team making the playoffs and not making the playoffs last season.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that the Giants know how far they are away from being a legitimate contender. They know, and Joe Shane said it, we have a couple pieces that we are missing. But I want to get this through everyone's head right now. Drafting a quarterback does not instantly guarantee success. In fact, most of the time, it instantly guarantees that you're going to struggle a little bit. But the Giants have most of their top talent locked in on 5-year contracts. So this is not a 2024 or bust situation. This is a you go get the quarterback because it's the most important position on your team. You solve it, you open up a stupid amount of salary space next year, and you build for 2 years from now to be a championship contending team. That's where my head is at right now. Look, the Giants aren't going to be a championship contending team sticking with Daniel Jones. We all pretty much agree with that. I think 95% of people agree with that. There's a select few who still have hope, and you know, that's fine. You have your reasons. From my perspective, the amount of money you can save, addressing the most important position on this team with a healthy player that has the tools that Brian Daboll, we hired this guy to develop. I do believe that right now, you have 2 great edge rushers. You have an all-pro level interior defender. You have a Pro Bowl caliber linebacker. You have a young CB1 who has the upside to be a very good player long-term. You have an all-pro level left tackle. John Michael Schmitz, I think, takes a big step forward. John Runyon's going to be an above-average pass-protecting left guard for us. Jermaine Illuminor is a slightly above-average right tackle. Wandale Robinson, I have big hopes for. Jalen Hyatt is a solid young player with upside. Darius Slayton is heavily underutilized, should get more action this year. And the Giants still might be able to walk away with another receiver in this draft on top of it. This is a team that is trending in the right direction, but they need to address the quarterback position, to actually take that step forward, to have that spot solved. So that way we can address the rest of the team. The rest of the team doesn't matter unless you have the quarterback. That's the God honest truth. We already have two good edge rushers, a great interior. I just listed all the most important essential positions that a team needs to have, right? All the positional value, you hear that word all the time. You hear that phrase all the time, positional value. The Giants have addressed 90% of those positions. The last two, WR1 and quarterback. Right? Those are the last two positions that desperately need reinforcement, not to mention maybe another CB2. So I think that's where we're going to see the next three positions that are addressed, quarterback, receiver, CB2. You can address those three positions in 2 years. Why? $30 million max opened up next year. You're going to use this draft capital to get your quarterback this year, and maybe you keep your second rounder. You could even consider trying to acquire Brandon Ayuk via trade if it's an option, or take your best receiver on the board at 47. That could be Ricky Pearsall, Keon Coleman, Xavier Legette. You take the best one on your board, and you'll walk away happy because you addressed multiple positions, and you opened up a lot of salary space for the future. So, yeah, I think the Giants are not in the worst place ever. I think that we're going to have to see a couple of our younger players step up and develop, but I do think it's time for them to graduate into starting roles.
I agree with you. It's all about player development now. I do think that the Giants have some guys worth developing and who could be full-time starters for them in the near future. Again, this roster, yes, it is far off from contending for a Super Bowl. They have a lot of work to do, but hey, maybe they can be competitive next year if things shake out for them the right way in tonight's draft. And again, I think a lot of that does rest on the decision to or not to draft a quarterback. And hey, if they end up taking Malik Nabers, I'm not going to complain. Guys, I know Alex mentioned that he may or may not be able to make the live stream. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be hyped tonight. You guys can tune into the draft with me and watch my full live reaction. If they do end up taking Drake May, you guys already know I'm going to be hyped. I'm going to be going crazy on the live stream. If they take Malik Nabers, I'm also going to be excited. I'm really in a position where I don't think the Giants can lose tonight. I think they're going to walk away with a W, and shout out to Joe Shane because I'm very confident in him. Last couple tidbits of information that I want to share with you, Alex, before we depart here. Number one, did you know that exactly on this date, April 25th, 2019, the Giants held the number 6 overall pick and selected Daniel Jones? I didn't realize, I knew that he was also the number 6 pick. I didn't realize it was on the exact same date as this year's draft. Could it be fate? Could the stars be aligning for the Giants to once again go with a quarterback at number 6? How do you feel about that? Just the fact that this is the exact same date and the Giants are once again holding the exact same pick.
I think it's a situation where you could look at this as like a bad omen or a good one. Maybe it's the end of a bad omen. You know, it doesn't have to be like we're going to run back the same mistake. Maybe this is turning the chapter. You know what I mean? It's the exact same scenario, but we make the right decision. We don't reach. We go and get the guy that we think is going to be great, not the guy that we hope is going to be great and that we hope is going to get there, but actually has the tools. And we know that Drake May can read the field well. We know he has all the upside in the world. Daniel Jones came to the NFL with a lot of question marks, and you know, he was a reach at 6th overall. I think most people agree with it when it happened. I think most people probably still agree with it. Drake May is not a reach. Drake May is a great young talent at 21 years old that you're going to hand deliver to Brian Daboll, one of the best quarterback coaches in the game. And that's not me just saying that. That's every quarterback that has publicly said something about Daniel Jones, about Brian Daboll, saying it. I mean, Drake May has said it. J.J. McCarthy has said it. Drew Locke has said it. I mean, how many more? Josh Allen has said it. How many more quarterbacks do you need to say publicly that Brian Daboll is a wizard when it comes to this position for us to realize we need to give him a quarterback that is a ball of clay to mold? And that's really where I'm at. And right now, you know, I'm excited. This is going to be a really fun draft. I'm going to try and hop in the stream if I can. But otherwise, I'll be active on social media. And it's going to be fun. Tomorrow, I'll probably try to head home. We'll do a video, and I'll react if I can't tonight. Don't worry. You guys are going to get my reaction. I'm going to be freaking out one way or another, whether it's behind the scenes or on the screen.
You guys will get your fill of Alex Wilson content. Do not worry. But in the meantime, you're definitely getting plenty of Anthony Rivardo content. I am so excited for this live stream tonight. I've been preparing for this. I am freaking ready. Last tidbit of information that I'm going to throw at you, Alex, and I'm going to tell you to pat yourself on the back for this one because you called out this specific scenario that could possibly be unfolding. A couple episodes ago, you talked about maybe the Giants trade up for Drake May, trade a mid-round pick for Brandon Ayuk. Well, if you guys are believers in Pretty Ricky, the people's insider, the guy who broke the Brian Burns trade 3 days before it happened, if you believe that he really does have his sources, for what it's worth, he broke the Amon-Ra St. Brown contract hours before it happened, actually a day before it happened, 2 days ago. If you believe in him and you think he knows what he's talking about, He said that the Giants are in discussions for Brandon Ayuk and have made some offers, so maybe it'll happen. Maybe Alex was 100% right. Maybe Alex is the people's insider. Who knows? Who are your sources, Alex? Reveal them to us. I don't know. I'm just having fun now, but it's going to be a great time tonight in the NFL draft and during the live stream on the channel. Again, guys, make sure to tune in. Hopefully, Alex is able to stop by. If not, we'll definitely give you guys our conjoined update and reaction on the night one of the draft tomorrow afternoon, and I can't wait for that. So make sure to stay tuned to Fireside Giants. Make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed this episode. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. Ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. Comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, we will catch you all on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go Giants.